a little bit about Kivrei Tzadikim for a moment, just we should recognize, for those who are coming with us, that outside of, and I thank Dovi Safir for giving me a lot of the information that I'm going to be sharing today. He's the fellow, he lives in Lawrence, he writes the history column together with Yehuda Geber for the Mishpacha magazine. Very fascinating person, very, very sweet guy. So he sent me all of his notes from when he's done these Kivrei Tzadikim tours. But just to note, he points out that outside of Eretz Yisrael and Warsaw, there is no other place with as many Kivrei Tzadikim in one location as Mount Judah Cemetery. The makom that we will be omer alav is Admas Kodesh, meaning it is mamish, a place of numerous, so many Tzadikim. And you look around and it's like, it's really remarkable just how many Tzadikim are in one place. And we should just note a couple of things. First of all, when a person goes to a Beis HaKvaros, we're probably all familiar with this halacha, when one goes to a Beis HaKvaros and they haven't been in a Beis HaKvaros in a while, in 30 days, the halacha is that one recites a bracha. I was at this Beis HaKvaros last week, so I will not be able to recite the bracha, but maybe we'll have one person recite the bracha on behalf of everybody, or everyone could say it along with the person, because it's a long bracha, and if you don't have the text with you, someone will say it. I have a copy of the text here. So one should recite a bracha when you go to Kivrei Tzadikim. The other thing is, we do recite Tehillim a Kivrei Tzadikim. We daven a Kivrei Tzadikim. The way we're going to do it is, I'm going to talk a little bit about each of the Tzadikim, and then we're going to say a kapitel Tehillim, in the zchus of each of the Tzadikim. There are many, this makes some people uneasy. What do you mean? You're davening at Kivrei Tzadikim, so you're davening to the Tzadik? Is this something that you do? There's nothing to be uneasy about in the following sense. It's pashut in Chazal that going to Kivrei Tzadikim is a thing. And it's pashut in Halacha that way as well. There's Gemara Sota Lamedalid, a famous Gemara that Kalev was halach v'nishtatach al Kivrei Avos to be saved from the Atzis Meraglim. The Gemara Tainis Tazayin Amad Aleph that we go to a Beis HaKvaros to say on a Tainis to say we're chashuv l'fanecha kemesim or she Yivakshu aleinu mesim rachamim. We ask the mesim to daven for us that they have Gemara Tainis Chav Gimel also, and Bamatzia Pehei. There are many, many Gemaras in Shas about the value of going to Kivrei Tzadikim. In fact, even when the Gemara talks about the one Kever Tzadik that we're never going to be able to go to, the Kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, because we don't know where the Kever of Moshe Rabbeinu is, the Gemara highlights that was dafka hidden from us because tefilos there would have been so impactful that a Churban Habayis never could have happened. Because that's how impactful the tefillah in the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu would have been. So there's ample sources for it, but particularly in four places in Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this comes up in the Ramah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Yesh mekomos nog in leilech halakvaros ulaharbel sham betachnos v'nosim sham tzedaka la'aniim. Mishra Brura points out, of course, only daven tashem in the zchus of the Shochnei Afar, and that you don't daven to the tzaddik. That's an important mindset we should get in. You're not going to go daven. If you went and you daven to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, he would get out of the grave and smack you across the back. Right? Meaning you don't go and daven to the tzaddikim. You go and you daven to the Ribono Shel Olam in the zuchus of the Shochnei Afar, says Mishra Brura. The Ramayin Hilchus Yom HaKippurim Yesh Mekom Osnog in Leilech HaLakvaros Labrus Zdaka Va'akol Minag Yafa. And again, the Mishra Brura warns how to daven, not to be marbe betchinos too much. Again, one kapitel tilim by each kever. In Shulchan Aruch Nuchas Tainios in Tov Kofayin Tes Sheva Tainios Eilu Achas Shemispalim Yotzim Kol Ha'am LeBeis HaKvaros Ubochim U'Meschaninim Sham Kolomar Arei Ata Mason Kiluim Lo Teshuvim Midarkam Ulfizeh Emein Kivrei Yisrael Ochum Al Kivrei Nachrim. Ramah says that even if the point is just hachayit in alibo, that we should remember that life is finite, maybe even going to Kivrei Nachrim would be of value. But to Kivrei Tzadikim, for sure, is of very great value. And then in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that we're holy chalakvaros, the Ramah writes, miyad sholchim mi beis haknesses. The Chai Adam warns in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, though, the anizar ma'od shalo yasim magmasal l'spal l'vakish min ha'mesim, shakarov hadavar shia b'chal dorish al-mesim, Ela sheyispalu laKadosh Baruch Hu sheyaseh chesed bizchus hatzadikim amesim. And that, of course, is going to be our attitude. Just a couple of practical notes for those who are joining us. If you don't park inside the cemetery, park on the street, even if it takes a while to find street parking. To the extent that people could carpool so that not as many people would have to find street parking, that is probably a good idea. To actually get to each of the kvarim, there's a narrow road. We'll hang out on the road most of the time. To get to each of the, you can't really gather around the kvarim. There's just no space. It's an old cemetery, so the kvarim are very, very close to each other. So I'll talk about each person on the road when we're near the kever, and then we'll give people an opportunity to sort of single file walk through to see the actual kvarim, put a rock on as the minig is on each of the kvarim. There are many tzaddikim that we're not going to talk about because there are just so many that are there. I had no idea as I was walking around. I saw more than I even knew that are buried there. I saw there are a lot of Soloveitchiks there. I didn't even know who they were. And Shmuel Marcus was telling me about the whole family, about how many Soloveitchiks there are. There are a lot of all the Torah V'das Rosh Yeshiva. There are so many Tamid Chum and Tzadikim in this particular cemetery. But again, we're just going to gather on the road, and I'll talk there, and then we'll give it. There are only two spots in the cemetery. I don't think we're going to go to Rav Pam. He's in like a different cemetery across the street. There are only two spots. We'll gather on one spot. We'll give a few minutes for everyone to go put a rock. Then we'll gather in the other spot, and that will be it. So Be'ezras Hashem, you should bench now. I'm sure there'll be a mezumin, hopefully, and then we'll try to meet at the entrance to the cemetery approximately 11 o'clock. I don't know what Waze says. Just put in your Waze, Mount Judah Cemetery, and it should take you to the entrance of the cemetery. So look forward to seeing you there.